listener production.
Hi there, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. More than 100 pilot whales have been sent back into the ocean after stranding themselves at a beach near Dunsborough. 28 whales have died after beaching at Toby's Inlet yesterday, with local volunteers helping to pull them out of the water. Regional Wildlife Officer Pierre Cordes says they're doing everything they can to save them.
Pilot whales have been known to strand along our coast over many years, and we've just recently noticed that or seen that down at Chains Beach. Unfortunately, the outcome for our pilot whales once they strand on the beach is generally not good. We have high numbers of animals that end up dying.
Firefighters have worked through the night trying to battle an out-of-control bushfire that's threatening lives and homes. An emergency warning remains in place for parts of Denmark and Manjimup this morning. People are urged to leave now in a southerly direction if it's safe to do so. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. The State Agriculture Minister has written to the federal government calling for a delay on the planned live export ban. Jackie Jarvis asking the moratorium commences from June 24 rather than June 14, citing favourable weather conditions in the Northern Hemisphere. Australian Livestock Exporters Council's Mark Harvey Sutton says they're in full support of the request.
This is a really due recognition from Minister Jarvis about the importance of the live sheep export industry. She's recognising it as a release valve for producers and a very important market.
A funding boost for regional businesses. Applications for round 7 of the state government's regional economic development grants are now open. A record $10 million is on offer to support local businesses. Submissions close June 26. In sport, Southwest Slammers women's team have said goodbye to a new import. Canadian Chevelle Cox cut from the side just 3 games into the season due to her inability to perform on the court. The team facing a doubleheader this weekend, taking on both Lakeside and Joondalup.